Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Artemis II astronauts are making history today, traveling farther from Earth than any humans in history. University of Minnesota Aerospace Engineering Professor Ryan Caverly says today's mission is top of mind for students and staff.
We're here at the University of Minnesota doing research in collaboration with researchers at NASA, you know, sometimes on other space-related projects, but, you know, I've even had the chance myself to work on research projects that were directly relevant to some of the stuff going on at the Artemis mission.
NASA expects to temporarily lose contact with the Artemis II crew at about 5:45 p.m. as the spacecraft moves behind the moon. Minnesota Supreme Court Chief Justice Natalie Hudson is retiring at the end of September. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
Hudson says to serve in this role has been a profound honor, and I'm thankful for the trust that was placed in me. State law requires judges to retire when they turn 70, and Chief Justice Hudson's 70th birthday is in January. Governor Walz named Hudson the Supreme Court's Chief Justice in October of 2023. She's the first person of color to serve in that role. Walz said she'll be remembered not only for the glass ceiling she shattered, but for a lifetime of service to those seeking fairness and justice in our courts.
The Immigrant Rapid Response Fund is set to release its 11th and final round of grants this week. In total, the fund will have distributed $12 million to 140 organizations supporting communities impacted by Operation Metro Surge. Since January 12th, weekly grant making has supported nonprofit organizations across Minnesota. The fund has raised $14 million from more than 65,000 donors, spanning all 50 states and 45 countries. In other headlines, if you or someone you love is in crisis, help is just three numbers away, but advocates say not enough people know about 988, and that needs to change. SAVE CEO Eric Mishy.
Depending on which polling data you look at, anywhere from 40 to 60% of the American population is aware of 988. Our goal, again, as a suicide prevention organization, is to raise that number so that it is as known to people as a resource 911 is for helping people who are in an immediate crisis.
The message is simple. Help is there, and it starts with knowing 988. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week with daily focuses on weather alerts, severe storms, flooding, tornadoes, and extreme heat. The statewide tornado drills take place Thursday at 1:45 p.m. and again at 6:45 p.m. when outdoor warning sirens and NOAA weather radios will sound in a simulated tornado warning. This is MNN.